Topic 24. Dead programs tell no lies. Have you noticed that sometimes other people can detect that things aren't well with you before you're aware of the problem yourself? It's the same with other people's code. If something is starting to go awry with one of our programs, sometimes it is a library or framework routine that catches it first. Maybe we've passed in a nil value or an empty list. Maybe there's a missing key in that hash, or the value we thought contained a hash really contains a list instead. Maybe there was a network error or file system error that we didn't catch, and we've got empty or corrupted data. A logic error a couple of million instructions ago means that the selector for a case statement is no longer the expected 1, 2, or 3. We'll hit the default case unexpectedly. That's also one reason why each and every case or switch statement needs to have a default clause. We want to know when the impossible has happened. It's easy to fall into the "it can't happen" mentality. Most of us have written code that didn't check that a file closed successfully or that a trace statement got written as we expected. And all things being equal, it's likely that we didn't need to. The code in question wouldn't fail under any normal conditions. But we're coding defensively. We're making sure that the data is what we think it is, and that the code in production is the code we think it is. We're checking that the correct versions of dependencies were actually loaded. All errors give you information. You could convince yourself that the error can't happen and choose to ignore it. Instead, pragmatic programmers tell themselves that if there is an error, something very, very bad has happened. Catch and release is for fish. Some developers feel that it is good style to catch or rescue all exceptions, re-raising them after writing some kind of message. Their code is full of things like this, where a bare raise statement re-raises the current exception. Try, do. Add score to board, score. Rescue, invalid score. Logger.error, can't add invalid score, exiting. Raise. Rescue, board server down. Logger.error, can't add score, board is down, exiting. Raise. Rescue, stale transaction. Logger.error, can't add score, stale transaction, exiting. Raise. End. Here's how pragmatic programmers would write this. Add score to board, score. We prefer it for two reasons. First, the application code isn't eclipsed by the error handling. Second, and perhaps more important, the code is less coupled. In the verbose example, we have to list every exception the add score to board method could raise. If the writer of that method adds another exception, our code is subtly out of date. In the more pragmatic second version, the new exception is automatically propagated. Tip 38. Crash early. One of the benefits of detecting problems as soon as you can is that you can crash earlier, and crashing is often the best thing you can do. The alternative may be to continue, writing corrupted data to some vital database or commanding the washing machine into its 20th consecutive spin cycle. The Erlang and Elixir languages embrace this philosophy. Joe Armstrong, inventor of Erlang and author of Programming Erlang, Software for a Concurrent World, is often quoted as saying, "Defensive programming is a waste of time. Let it crash." In these environments, programs are designed to fail. But that failure is managed with supervisors. A supervisor is responsible for running code and knows what to do in case the code fails, which could include cleaning up after it, restarting it, and so on. What happens when the supervisor itself fails? Its own supervisor manages that event, leading to a design composed of supervisor trees. The technique is very effective and helps to account for the use of these languages in high-availability, fault-tolerant systems. In other environments, it may be inappropriate simply to exit a running program. You may have claimed resources that might not get released, or you may need to write log messages, tidy up open transactions, or interact with other processes. However, the basic principle stays the same. When your code discovers that something that was supposed to be impossible just happened, your program is no longer viable. Anything it does from this point forward becomes suspect, so terminate it as soon as possible. A dead program normally does a lot less damage than a crippled one.